Hi, this is a dictation for Lisa Drew, LISADREW. Date of service is 10/17/2024. Date of birth is 9/30/1975. Date of accident is 6/7/2024. Miss Lisa Drew came here today. She reports that she's feeling much more better after the lumbar epidural steroid injection and also the physical therapy and massage. She feels much better, almost to the tune of 50%. And patient report that she also did not notice shooting pain to the right leg more than one time only in last 1 week. The range of motion of the shoulder is also improved with physical therapy and the injections that were given on the last month. And now she can move up to 150 degrees of abduction. The pain is only 3 to 4 in the neck and the right shoulder, as well as in the lower back. She feels much better, smiling and happy. Mood is good. Anger is not there. Depression is not there. She's able to walk well, and her ADLs are improving. According to her, the pain is varying from 4 to 7. ADLs are affected 7. 30 to 40% improvement is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADL, for system review, and for additional issues. Medications, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure is found to be 115/84, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, dated 9/12/2024. Dictation number is 1017-030. Diagnosis are the same. Plan of care is to continue the medications, which are Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation and for various spasm, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Patients provided with Ultram, Tramadol 50 mg Q12-hour PRN for pain relief as needed, Aloe 50 mg at night for GAD disorder, sleep and pain relief, Xanax 50 mg Xanax 0.5 mg PRN 60 tablets are used for removing any panic that is there or any sleep issues. Gabapentin or Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain. Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. The meds were reviewed on the last visit, as well as the laboratories are reviewed. The patient is found to be in compliance. She continues the physical therapy for the neck and the lower back and the right shoulder and possible carpal tunnel area for 3 times per week with chiropractic care, traction massage, aquatherapy. Patient is advised about the gait. Yoga exercises were shown to the patient, and the patient has been advised to use heat in all forms, including wet heat to infrared heat to laser heat. The patient is considered disabled for work. Also, replacement and transportation have been checked, and the patient will be seen in 30 days' time from today, unless there is some issues she comes up with. Thank you. Her next epidural injection will be done in 2 to 3 weeks from today. Thank you.